We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's OMF on EEI.
Tangway in for Fourier on the Monday after a wild NFL draft out there in Cleveland. This hour of OMF being brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing. It was a big hit when you consider that last year we were doing it in Rogers' basement, right? That's where we were doing it. And this year it was totally different out there in Cleveland. Seemed like it was a little bit cold and rainy and whatever.
I don't know if you knew this or not, Big O, but did you know that that chair that was on stage was the chair from Rogers' basement? I don't know if you knew that.
No.
Let's go.
I don't know if you heard that or not.
I did hear him say that.
They mentioned it like every third pick.
Let's go, guys.
Did they fumigate it?
I get it.
Before they took it out of his basement?
Chair. I mean, what's... Yeah. Okay, great. We brought it out of the basement.
Yeah, they had all the gimmicks going. They had a house band. They had, Sweet Caroline was played, by the way, again on Friday and Saturday. Did you notice that?
No. It's just the opening night after the loss.
Nope, played both days, Friday and Saturday. So here are the odds, according to Vegas, on Rookie of the Year this year. Now, the top one is obvious, right? Plus 250 goes to Trevor Lawrence. Makes sense. He's going to be the starting quarterback in Jacksonville. And so he's going to get plenty of playing time. So he is your obvious favorite. But it kind of goes in order with the quarterbacks. Well, a little bit. Zach Wilson is at 600, plus 600. Justin Fields better than that at plus 350. Zach Wilson's playing with the Jets. Trey Lance at plus 650. Kyle Pitts at plus 1,000. And there's Mac Jones at plus 1,000. So they're putting him in the list. He's fairly high up there. You've got Jamar Chase behind him, Jalen Waddle behind him, Devontae Smith, and Najee Harris behind him.
I'd say it's a pretty good bet.
Yes.
Only because I think, personally, I like to see him in their opening day. And I think if he is their opening day, maybe the numbers aren't maybe what some of these other guys like Trevor Lawrence might put up or Zach Wilson, some of these guys, so maybe even Kyle Pitts. But if his football team is better than those teams, I think he'll get a lot of consideration.
I think you would, too, if he is their opening day. I don't think he's going to be. I want him to be. But for some reason, Bill Belichick has just been so loyal to Cam Newton. And
Cam's
I don't think
our
it's
quarterback.
I mean, Cam's the quarterback. I don't know if enough is going to happen between now and then. I mean, let's face it, guys. In order for this guy to start over Cam Newton, because Bill Belichick loves him some Cam Newton, and I don't know if he's afraid to lose the locker room, or I don't know if it's a dig at Brady or whatever, you know, Mac is going to have to really outperform him over the top, I think, during the offseason.
Well, I think the one thing that you could see is a guy like Josh McDaniels, who could sit there. I think we all agreed last year how much they dumbed down this offense.
Right.
I mean, it was like, and it wasn't just us. I mean, Christian said it many, many times, but even national guys would sit there and say, yeah, it's just a dumbed down offense. Like,
right.
It's very simple. And if Josh sits there and says, you know, if we have Cam there, I maybe can throw in a few more things. We'll see how he looks, but. Yeah, I still have to dumb this offense down, you know, and there's certain... Go back to a normal NFL playbook with Mac.
Have you guys figured it out? Why is Bill so loyal to Newton? Now,
I think a lot of that is talk right now because he doesn't want this kid. He wants his kid to earn it.
Yeah.
To go in there and earn it. Beat this guy out. Prove to me that you deserve it.
Last year was out of necessity.
If he starts...
Stidham wasn't ready.
Lou, I don't disagree with you. If he starts, I know it would be unusual for a tight end, but I think Pitts is the guy. I think Pitts is going to have a great. I think he's the. I think Pitts is the most ready rookie.
Well, he's in a best offense.
Yeah, I mean they're going to throw. I mean, he's
two wide receivers. This guy's wide open in the middle. It's like hello.
I mean, the guy's a beast. He's a stud, and he's the most ready guy for the NFL. So I'd my agree. Money's on him.
He should be higher than plus 1,000. I agree with you. He should probably
be.
Oh,
he and Mac Jones are the same? Plus 1,000?
Second, 1, third.
Yeah, I don't get that.
I mean, Trey Lance is plus 650? Why, because he got drafted third?
Yep.
Does anybody think he's going to play?
No.
Yep.
No.
Well, Justin Herbert won it. He was rookie of the year last year, right? Justin Herbert was rookie of the year? Is that right?
He was, yes.
Okay, and he didn't win a lot of games, but he impressed people. He had some decent numbers, and he impressed people.
Even though he wasn't like scheduled to be the starter, you kind of looked at that spot and said, all right, Tyrod Taylor going to take you so far. Happened because of a stupid injury, but he was more game ready.
Well, listen, the league wants
Trey Lance's.
I mean, they definitely they're going to push quarterbacks. They want quarterback to be the rookie of the year. They want quarterback to be the MVP. We understand that, but so I think that position is going to have an advantage because of the philosophy of what the league wants.
See, I want Mac Jones to be the starting quarterback on opening day, because I've seen enough of Cam Newton, and despite what the people nationally talk about, I mean, come on. He hasn't been the same in the last 3 years. You're not going to get the 2015 Cam Newton. It's just not going to happen. So I want him to start. But would it surprise either one of you if Jarrett Stidham gets the start before Mac Jones?
I'd be shocked.
Yes.
I'd be shocked.
I would not. I would not.
Really?
I would not, because that's how Bill operates. Whoever wins the position wins the job. Bill's not looking at it and saying, well, we need to make sure that Mac Jones is the guy because that's what the fans want, and we need to give hope for the future. Yeah, he doesn't give a rat's ass about that.
That's like the attitude of Bill, right? If you're seventh round this, who cares? If you're undrafted free agent, you play at corner. I get it. I think it's different at quarterback. You draft a kid at 15 and never play him?
I mean, I'd fire Bill.
Well, never play him in the first year.
I mean, if I see Stidham
outplays him.
Ass now. Stidham can't play.
If Stidham outplays him and is your starting quarterback over Mac Jones?
Yeah, I think that's a possibility. I wouldn't rule that out.
Come on,
Lord.
I would not rule that out.
Well, then it's an epic fail.
I agree.
It might be, but it also could be that Mac Jones has hit some speed bumps along the way. Because I think the plan last year was Stidham to be the starter, and obviously Cam Newton changed that dramatically, and Stidham couldn't handle it when he got here. And that changed everything. But I would not be surprised if Stidham gets his act together. They obviously saw something in him a year ago because they were planning on going into the season with him before the Cam Newton dropped on their laps.
Well, I think they were planning on going in with Tom Brady, and that's the one Bill blew. I mean, he thought that Brady was coming back no matter what.
Maybe.
And that's where he screwed up. And then he said, oh, man, now I got to scramble. So, I mean, Stidham has underperformed. I don't even know if Stidham will be on the roster.
But there's a pretty good feeling about what Jared Stidham has done during the course of this offseason. I don't know if you want to take the cheese again.
I don't.
Who the hell was that?
Giardi.
That's Giardi.
Oh, Jesus.
You're going to rip him now, too? You're going to rip all your old teammates?
I love Giardi. I take it back. I didn't know it was Mike.
Maybe.
I love Giardi.
So maybe he's getting some intel over this.
That's just what I'm being told. Pre-draft.
I think you're crazy if you rule it in. And why would you cut him based on how cheap the money is? So you're going to have him and Cam Newton as your quarterback. And
no, I don't want to cut him. No, I don't know if you cut him. I'm going over the top. I'm being over dramatic. Well, for that matter, do you want a veteran? Do you want some old bastard to come in here who could actually play and not screw it up? If
knows the system.
You know, if somebody gets hurt. Look, do we know that Cam Newton is going to be the perfect citizen if he's not starting? Because I don't expect it.
No, I think that's going to be.
I don't expect it at all.
I think it's going to be fascinating to watch the dynamics with a young kid who the fan base really wants to succeed.
Oh, yeah.
Really wants him to succeed, right? Because he's the hope of the future. They've seen enough of Cam Newton. It's going to be interesting to see how Cam reacts to this.
Oh, he's going to be piss poor.
They're all going to get peppered with these questions. And I'm sure Bill is aware of it. He better be aware of it. That's all people are going to be focused on. Bill may look at all of the improvements, and I think he's made a lot of really good improvements to this football team on both sides of the ball. What are people going to be obsessed with all summer long? Who is the quarterback?
I'm really glad you asked that. Cam's our quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, but
appreciate the question.
But this is one of the things about
great question, Mike.
Great question.
You
really
know, one of the things that has been very frustrating, and I know Lou's been frustrated with it, when you know you guys have that hug in with Billet every Monday.
What do you mean the hug in?
The hug in.
What are you talking about? The one time you've done it. You guys are so soft with him.
Yeah. No, I'm joking. That's sarcasm because I know that Lou and Bill are not really fond of each other right now.
No, we're good friends.
But yeah, you're tight, I'm sure. Yeah, it's just like wrestling. It's just this make-believe in the ring.
How we doing?
Good friends.
Lou's got one of those uni rigs on his left hand right now.
Good coach.
Bill.
But with Cam Newton, all of this baloney, like he knows everybody's name and he's, you know, gives everybody nicknames and he's getting along great with the coach. It's just as soon as he's the backup, he is going to go sour. He is not going to be the perfect citizen. He is going to be all pissed off. And I don't know if it's going to work. If you have Mac Jones starting at quarterback, you think Cam Newton is going to sit there and hold a clipboard and be a good soldier?
I don't.
I don't either.
I think the dynamics are going to be fascinating to watch.
You mean it's
going to
be a soap opera? Oh, you mean it's going to be a bleep
exactly.
show? You
guys
it's going to be a soap opera.
Do you think Mac Jones is better than Cam Newton?
Yes.
I hope so. Yes.
Well, Keyshawn Johnson definitely does.
He'll never be a starting quarterback in this league again. Remember you were hearing that?
Yeah.
He'll never be the starter. Well, the dude just drafted a quarterback and said, Cam Newton's our starter. Mm-hmm. That's what he said.
Mm-hmm. That's a first-round pick you used, though.
Yeah, but he doesn't care.
Why?
See, because that's not Bill. Certain coaches don't care that you were drafted in the first round. He runs the organization, even though he's not the owner. He don't give a damn. It ain't his money. Where a lot of coaches and front office people, I draft a guy in the first round, I'm putting him out there regardless. That doesn't work with him. You earn your spot. He knows Mac Jones is not better than Cam Newton. Cam had issues last year, but Bill knows that I need to get a quarterback for our future. Whether I'm here or not, I've got to worry about the next guy who takes over.
That's a bunch of crap.
People are so dumb.
Oh, my God. That's so dumb.
Very
and I love Keyshawn Johnson. I love him.
Yeah,
I think he's great, but that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Isn't it amazing, Gary? And you sort of see, we've talked about it a lot, how much better Cam Newton has got since the season ended.
It's tremendous.
We forget how bad this guy is.
Right.
He's awful.
Yes.
He's a fullback. He is awful.
He's terrible.
He is terrible.
Your son can throw better.
But like Keyshawn and like Ocho and Brandon Marshall, they're like, you're still my Cam.
He knows Mac Jones is not better than Cam Newton.
He knows Mac Jones isn't better than Cam? Holy smokes.
Who has a better chance of completing a pass? Mac Jones.
Jesus.
Period.
Holy smokes.
End of story.
If Mac Jones ain't better than Cam Newton, then we got some serious problems.
The only part I would agree with him is that Bill's not going to just start him just because he's a first round draft.
No, Glenn, I agree with that.
Yeah, but
and
when
that's
he's
fair.
Talking, but when he's talking about drafting him, Bill last year would not draft a quarterback early on because he didn't think any of them were better than Stidham. So you're telling me that he would draft somebody over Cam Newton, even though he thought that the guy wasn't as good as Cam Newton?
Yeah, I mean, Glenn, you're right about that. I mean, but
makes no sense.
Glenn, we can't confuse. There are two arguments here, 2 points, and I agree with you on, of course he does. Just because Mac Jones doesn't start week one doesn't mean he's not better than Cam Newton. You know, I mean, he doesn't have to start week one to prove the fact that he's the guy of the future.
No, he might not be ready.
He just may not be ready, which is fine.
But he better be better than Cam Newton.
He's better than Cam Newton. I mean,
he better be.
Keyshawn's just helping out his guy. I mean, Keyshawn's a smart guy. He knows better than this. He's right about that. Bill does not give away positions. The guy has to earn it. But he's better than Cam Newton.
Morning, Bill B.
See, I just think the dynamics of all of this, when Cam Newton is asked the question, he's going to be asked it a zillion times. It is going to be different than last year.
Totally.
Because early on, they asked him a little bit about Stidham, and he called him Stiddy or whatever, and he said some nice things.
Yeah.
Do you think he's going to look at it differently this time around, knowing that it's a first round?
There's not 32 guys better than me.
Let me put it this way.
37.
If Mac Jones goes missing, Cam Newton's my suspect.
I'm not 32.
Come on. Another thing is that I have no problem with a quarterback being a diva. We all know Brady could be real bitchy after a loss. I mean, Tom could be a real poor loser. I don't care. The fact Cam Newton, when he was in Carolina, Lou, you remember, he walked off the podium.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. To me, that means you're a competitor. There's no way in hell that Cam Newton's playing nice with this kid. It's not going to happen. And the media is going to be all over him. They are going to be all over him.
So we were talking about this on Friday, Gary, in that Stidham, I think, was overwhelmed when Cam Newton, the celebrity, the superstar, you know, when he walked into the room.
Right.
And I think he was intimidated by all of that. And yet this kid, Mac Jones, came out and said really nice things about Cam, yet privately, he can't do that. He can't do that. He has to sit there and say, I'm better than that dude. I should be starting, not that guy. And he's got to go out and do it. He can't be intimidated because that's what Cam can do. He can overwhelm the room.
I don't know why.
Players love him.
It's going to be one middle finger, two middle fingers, F you. That's what it's going to be. One middle finger, two middle fingers, F you. That's what it's going to be to Mac. Give us one finger, one pinky, one thumb. One middle finger, two middle fingers, F you.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, that'd be good.
But that's what he's going to do. He's going to, if you're Cam Newton, you want to play. You want to be the guy. You're going to do whatever you
have to do.
He's
trying to prove to everybody that last year wasn't a fluke or was
a fluke. It was COVID. It was COVID.
Of course, he's going to prove that it is a fluke if he gets playing time or wasn't a fluke, I should say, because he sucks.
But Cam Newton, say week four, you make the change. I'm just picking one, right? Can Newton be the backup for the whole season?
Wait a minute. How many games do you think the team is going to win this year? Because I keep on hearing people tell me, even with Cam Newton, they're a 10-win team, maybe an 11-win team. If they're winning games.
17-game season.
Right. If they're winning games, though, Lou, it's going to be difficult for Belichick to take them out of the lineup. So they actually have to be losing games, and he really has to look bad up there. And he has to be one of the reasons they're losing to change.
If they're winning games, then I don't think they would make a switch.
I don't know.
Because I think he would look at it as more time to kind of develop Mac at practice and iron out some things and get him more up to speed with things. As long as you're winning. As long as you're winning, sometimes you don't. And he could be mediocre, I mean, which he most likely will be. But I've always said the bar is so low on Patriot fans that he goes out there and is like 9 for 20 and rushes for 50 yards, and they'll be like, you know what, he wasn't bad. They won the game.
He wasn't bad.
You know what?
I mean, 45% completion percentage, couple of drops.
Yeah, he didn't suck.
He wasn't bad.
You know what? He didn't suck.
But they won. That's all that matters.
But
we won
the
football game.
The soap opera this summer. Oh, my God, is going to be incredible this summer. The byplay back and forth. All right, we get to your phone calls coming up next. What do you think? It's 617-779-7937. Should Mac Jones be your starter week one? We get the latest on Aaron Rodgers. And how good were these draft gurus out there in predicting the draft? We'll do all of that with Tangway in for Fourier here on OMF.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Lou is on Twitter at Lou Merlone.
I have so many gifts, personally, that in order to come in and do radio with you two, I have to dumb it down.
Back to OMF on WEEI.
I have had league sources say that the Packers have not received any phone calls on Rodgers yet, but that they are open now to the reality that they may have to trade Aaron Rodgers.
What number percent chance would you put the odds that Rodgers is the starting quarterback for the Green Bay Packers week one?
Dari Noka asked me that exact question on Saturday morning.
and I said 5% chance he's their quarterback.
I've been told AFC team is more likely.
I don't think he's going to play for the Packers again. I think he ends up playing somewhere else or sitting out this year. I think those are both more likely outcomes than a resolution here that results with him being their quarterback in 2021.
I think you'd have to look at the AFC West with the Raiders or the Broncos, and Raiders are telling me they don't have the money. Broncos have $24 million under the cap.
And again, we're very optimistic that we can get through this for what's best for the Green Bay Packers, which is Aaron suiting up for us this fall.
5%. I would say that is too high. He's not going to play for the Green Bay Packers. I think it's pretty obvious. This is a veteran guy who's done quite well over the years. He is not some naive young quarterback who sits there and thinks that he's being disrespected. He's looking at where he wants to be and what's going on. I don't think there's any chance he's coming back. I think there's a better chance a year from now, New England gets him, and he's playing for the New England Patriots.
Yeah, I don't want him. I think he's a dink.
He is a dink. Is he a good quarterback?
I can't stand him. I don't want him. He's not a winner. He passes the buck. He's a whiner. He's a baby. It's over. I don't want him. Do you guys want him?
You know, when that first came out here, yes.
Emotionally, I was like, oh, yeah, you got to go get him. Do everything you can to get him. And then after spending about 5 or 10 minutes actually talking about him, I realized I don't like him at all.
I hate him.
I really don't. So I don't know how this is going to shake out. It's interesting because obviously the Green Bay Packers, I think they're favored to win the NFC, right? We went over it the other day. Like their odds to them winning the NFC are higher than or better than the Tampa Bay Bucks. So now you've got the situation where you're like, what do we do? I mean, now they drafted a kid, Jordan Love. Last year they moved up to get him. So you would think if they really liked Jordan Love, if they liked what they saw year one, that coach could sit there and say, we're better off. Let's get a boatload for Aaron Rodgers and move on. My guess is they don't like him that much. They don't think he's ready to win because that team's ready to win right now.
Right.
But, I mean, it's not like Houston with Deshaun Watson before all the chaos happened. You'd say, okay, well, they're rebuilding, so maybe they could take a pick and they could draft a quarterback or maybe they can get two in return, a young quarterback. Green Bay's ready to win a championship right now. And if you got Jordan Love and he's not ready, I don't know what you do, but you're right. I think this guy's got enough cachet kind of to be like, I won't play.
You know what? I would not trade him because of what you just said. Because if you don't have him, you're screwed. You need him. And if he doesn't want to play football, then he's not worth it. I don't blink. Yeah.
They have been removed from the board out in Vegas for wins and losses, over under for wins. Matt LaFleur told Kyle Shanahan he was wasting his time asking about Aaron Rodgers. So they're not even trying to deal him away. There's interest. They could get an awful lot in return. But I think the fact that you don't have a real owner out there, you've got the CEO, Mark Murphy, who's running the operation, but he's got six members of an executive committee who he has to answer to, and then there are 40 others who have a board of directors, and you know, you have to kiss his ass, he kisses his ass, and he kisses his ass. And you have nobody who is like a craft who's going to sit there and say, we got to move. We got to make this move.
Right.
I think it's going to stay in limbo, but I don't think he's going to play for them. Which would be even worse. He retires or he just hangs out in limbo and he hosts Jeopardy for a year.
Well, then he just doesn't love the game. And to me, this is a guy that doesn't look in the mirror. And this is the difference between a winner like Aaron Rodgers and a guy like Brady. I think Brady self-scouts. And look, as I said, Brady can be a real baby. We know that. But I think Brady looks in the mirror and realizes what he has to do to get better. We saw that when Garoppolo came in his rookie season. All of a sudden, Tom got in better shape. Tom extended his career, whether he wants to admit it or not, because Jimmy Garoppolo came on the scene.
Tom was an MVP and a Super Bowl champ, you know, when you're right, when Jimmy came on. Now, Aaron Rodgers was an MVP, didn't finish the job in the playoffs.
Right.
But year two, Brady's like, okay, I'm holding this kid off. Like, that's just what I'm doing. I'm using it to motivate. We're going to hold it off. We're going to win more championships. Screw this kid, Garoppolo.
Right.
Rodgers is taking his ball and going home. He's still upset that they drafted Jordan Love.
What a baby. Just
and it's
a
like,
baby.
Really, dude?
And you know, Lou, here's what he doesn't understand. And have you been to Green Bay?
No.
Have you been to Green Bay?
Yes, I have.
On the world-famous Tagway Takes America tour, which I know all of you followed.
Yes,
back
I remember
in the day.
Following you. Religiously.
When we were driving to Minnesota, we stopped at Green Bay. It's awesome. I mean, I know it's in the middle of nowhere. I know it's not like New York City.
It's in a neighborhood.
It's in a neighborhood. Yeah. The field is awesome. The people are awesome. Dude, you don't know what you have. He does not know how lucky he is.
Well, that's the only thing he did this weekend is he told the people in Green Bay he loved them and the fans were great and whatever. And he loved the organization. He just doesn't love the position he's in right now. I think he's stubborn. I think he's a dink. I think he's all the things you guys described. He's still a terrific quarterback.
Of course he's a terrific quarterback. What's his position? What is he mad about? That's what I don't understand. What is he mad about?
Apparently he's mad at his GM. Because that's the latest. Charles Robinson of Yahoo said the reigning league MVP remains adamant that he won't return to the team under current stewardship of the general manager Brian Gutekunst.
That's my Excuse name. Me, what's the name?
General manager Brian Gutekunst.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. He apparently wants him fired.
Yeah, and that he's willing to weigh hardline options at his disposal from refusing to show up for offseason activities to holding out a training camp and possibly retirement. So out of nowhere, it's the GM. It's probably the GM that drafted Jordan Love.
And he have a guy to throw to? I mean, he has guys to throw to, right?
Well, he has one Amari great Rogers. Guy to throw to.
They brought Amari Rogers in here to go with Devontae Adams, the best wide receivers in football.
I mean, Tom Brady would have been gooey over having receivers like that. I mean, well, he did kind of have it with Tampa, but when he was here in New England, he never had receivers like that.
Maybe one day. So what is he complaining about? All the decisions.
We got audio of my man Gutekunst.
We do. He's unaware.
You just like
saying
that name.
There's a report today that Aaron's condition on returning is that you're no longer the GM. Has that been communicated to you in any way with your communication with him, with Mark, or with anyone?
You know, Aaron hasn't said anything like that to me, and certainly hasn't said anything publicly. So I think it's a little unfair to kind of put that on him. But listen. You certainly don't like to hear those things, but at the same time, it's kind of part of the gig in the National Football League. So, nothing's been communicated directly to me.
So he hasn't told them personally.
He hasn't told them personally.
And with that sound, I bet you Aaron Rodgers went to his phone, pulled up Gutekunst, and texted, "I want you out."
General Manager Brian Gutekunst.
Just to confirm, just now you have heard it from me.
I feel like I'm like 3 years old. I mean, I am just like such a child.
Oh, I heard that on Friday.
We did all the jokes on Friday.
I feel like such a child.
You don't speak
Fitzy
German?
Fitzy was in here.
No?
I was like, who? What's his name?
Oh, God. It's like 69. Guys, I keep saying, I feel like Gronk. 69.
So do you fire your GM to keep Aaron Rodgers?
Well, it's not the GM that is making the call, though. It's the CEO. So do you fire the CEO?
No.
I think this thing is going to be.
Well, he wants the GM fired, not the CEO.
No. You say
he wants the GM fired.
Right. You say
you're the CEO. Do you fire the GM to keep Aaron Rodgers?
No.
No.
You say to Aaron Rodgers, if you want to play.
Stop acting like a child.
Stop acting like a 4-year-old. Come in and play.
You're so pissed off about the team we put together for you. You went out and won MVP.
I know.
So we didn't exactly cripple you, did we?
No.
Well, I thought it was interesting. The only comments that Rodgers made this weekend is he was disappointed that all of this theatrics had been made public. Well, who was in the best interest of leaking it out a year after Jordan Love had been drafted as a quarterback in the first round by the Green Bay Packers? It would be him.
I mean, most of the stories you got from are like, Jesus, I mean, Aaron Rodgers is telling everybody. He's telling everybody, right? His players, his managers, his teammates. Like, so where do we think these reporters got this report from? And he's upset that it's come public?
Yes, he's accusing the organization of leaking this information and making it public. I don't know.
Look at who we're dealing with, though. He's with Danica Patrick, right?
Not anymore.
No.
He's engaged to somebody else. That was a quick turnaround.
He's going to get on TMZ more.
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. It was Olivia Munn.
Yeah,
that was 2 years.
And then it was Danica Patrick.
She was a family buster.
That's right.
They bought a house, a $28 million house in L.A., and a month later had to sell it.
And then it was Danica Patrick. Yeah.
Danica Patrick.
Now he's engaged to the lovely Shailene Woodley.
Oh, yes. That's right. I saw that.
But that's quick, though,
that's right.
Shailene
Woodley. Turnaround. Yeah, I saw that.
All right.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. She's kind of a B-list actress. I saw she was very good in that George Clooney movie that was filmed in Hawaii.
Oh, I'm sure. Did you travel for that one? Did you read?
Not only an actor.
Did you read for that one, Gary?
I had an audition in that one,
I auditioned.
What was that?
I didn't like the director.
Gary doesn't.
He was out of my league.
Cold calls.
I was out of his league.
Casting couch was too small.
Are you working on any theatrical production right now?
As a matter of fact, Glenn, thank you for asking.
Yeah.
I will be appearing with Meryl Streep, Chris Evans, Leonardo DiCaprio, Jennifer Lawrence.
Hold on. You're going to be appearing with them, or you'll be somewhere in the celluloid with them, somewhere in the
movie.
I mean,
it's
itself.
One and the same, Glenn.
Do they know who you are?
Possibly.
Did you see them?
No.
Not a chance. Away from them.
Not a chance. No way.
But you know what? If you're in something with them, so be it.
But I'm in something with them. Yeah, don't look up. coming out this fall.
The story of two low-level astronomers who must go on a giant media tour to warn mankind of an approaching comet that will destroy planet Earth.
Boy, what
I can tell
that
you
sounds like a winner.
Is I read a news story. I'm a newscaster. Shocking, right, Glenn?
Yes, you're a newscaster.
I'm a newscaster. I read a story about a viral picture of a vagina. That's all I can say.
That's it.
That's my big moment.
All right.
Boy, that might be the highlight of the movie based on the plot that we just heard about.
It might be the highlight of my career.
Unbelievable. Yeah. All right, 617-779-7937. We'll get back to the Patriots. It was the deadline for 50-year options. As Lou told you, one got picked up, the other one, not so. We'll get to your phone calls and your reaction coming up next.
You know, the cake is only going to be as good as what you throw in the beater, you know, the mixer. That was terrible, by the way. When did I say that? That was terrible.
What does it mean, actually?
That was awful.
You can bring some tangos back.
Was that yesterday? When was that?
Oh, I don't know, man. That's a long time ago.
Oh, man, that was terrible.
You just put tango and all this stuff pops up. Got a lot of good material there.
So, Gary, were you one of the few that actually watched the Academy Awards this year?
I watched some of it. I couldn't get into it. I hated it. You need the crowd. You need the red carpet. And
you need the film clips. You need the art.
Yeah, and you need the art. I mean, look, streaming and series, all the great writing is going to the series on the streaming services, and the movies aren't what they once were. I think the Academy Awards are in trouble. I think the Golden Globes will always do well, but I think the Academy Awards are definitely in trouble. And I loved Mank. Did you see Manko? No, Glenn, did you see Mank?
Yes, I did.
I loved it. Black and white movie?
Yes.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Old school.
Yeah, very old school.
I love it.
All right, to the phone calls. We'll get back to what the Patriots did. Did anybody love what the Patriots did? Do we really know what they did this weekend? I mean, they got a quarterback, but does anybody really look at it? I mean, people got enthused last year and the year before and the year before, and as Lewis pointed out, maybe not so good. Here's Chris. Chris is in Franklin here in EEI. Hello, Chris.
What's up, fellas? How we doing?
Good, Chris.
Are you on some speakerphone in a hallway?
I'm not. I'm in a side room because my family's too loud. Is it bad?
It sounds terrible. It's like you're in the shower or something.
Like you're in jail.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead. Continue. Maybe we can get through it.
Maybe you're in a shower in jail.
All right. Is that better?
Nope. But go ahead.
Go ahead.
You're good. Go ahead, Chris. All right.
So a couple weeks ago, we talked about how since 2013, only the Eagles and Seahawks have had a worse draft record than the Patriots. He had to go get a quarterback. Fine. What are you going to do? He was the best one available at that spot. But then from there, he blows two fourth-round picks to move up for Barmore, which is going to be a rotational piece at best. He passed on kids like Rondell Moore, Jamar Johnson, other D linemen that would have been just as well. The team had way too many holes for him to be playing fast and loose, trading assets. He's constantly trading down, yet all of a sudden now he's trading away picks when he doesn't have it to trade away.
Chris, with all the free agent moves he made, you think they had too many holes?
Absolutely. The secondary needed to be addressed. You need offensive weapons. You could have had Rondell Moore added to that offense. Now you have a legit playmaker. There were others. Jalen Dodden winning the fourth round. I'll say this, Chris.
I think we agree that I'm surprised he didn't grab a wide receiver and waited to the seventh round. I don't know what this kid's going to be like. Barmore, though, I think you're sort of, I don't know, hopefully you're selling him short. Like this year, will he be a rotational piece? Absolutely, because they got a lot of depth there. I mean, they went out and got a lot of guys, but I don't think you trade up.
He takes a running back in the fourth round, a guy whose greatest asset is he's good in pass protection. But he's got character issues. He was suspended in 19 for a drug test. The other marijuana. Kid, Perkins. Yeah,
do you really care about marijuana?
Yeah, I don't care about marijuana.
I do care about marijuana. They let Sony Michelle go. They drafted this kid. They got 1 year with Sony. He jumps in with Damian Harris. Yeah. I mean, that's an obvious one.
Unless we're talking about Josh Gordon, unless he has a real, you know, a real need for it. But I do think he brings up...
Two gummies before the show.
That explains it. This is your best work.
I mean, really, thank you.
I do think he brings up an interesting point, and that is, and that goes back to 1 or 2 years you think Bill Belichick, Gary's only going to be here for 1 or 2. I think he's telling you how long he's going to be here. You look at Barmore, and Barmore, how much playing time is he going to get with the mix that you have now in that D line? You could say the same thing right now about the kid from Michigan, McGrone. Apparently, he might be out for the entire season. Right. They're drafting for a guy for next year, for the year after. But I think that a lot of what the draft is with Bill is he's looking down the road. That's why, to me, the cornerback, and Lou brought it up earlier, the cornerback spot, you might not need it this year, but next year, you need that. Well, and maybe a year of seasoning would have helped.
Well, or he's keeping it warm or setting it up for his son, Steve. I still believe that he could be a
general. Play corner?
Yeah, that he could be a Why not?
I don't think he's that good an athlete.
Why not? I mean, listen. I mean, he basically gave his kid the guards to the defense. You know, hey, yeah, listen, we'll Steve, you know, why don't you go out? What's the other kid's name?
Brian,
you go play corner.
Yeah.
Okay, Steve, you go play safety. But I think that Bill's vision is he's going to be the general manager. Steve will take over as head coach. So that's what I think he's drafting for. Now, that'll never happen because the Crafts won't let it happen. But I disagree on Barmore.
Is this your latest screenplay? Where the head coach, the longtime head coach, hands it over to his young son?
That's right. And then,
you know what he does?
And then there's a court battle. And then somebody gets pregnant.
Let me ask you this.
There's an illegitimate child. Then there's going to be a murder and a bank
robbery. The inner workings. You know the inner workings of the Patriots pretty well. Okay?
I do. Yes, I do.
Because you've been around them.
I do.
You really believe that Bill is going to be able to just hand it over to Stephen O'Brien in the next 2 years? And I think both of them could be really good coaches. I don't know. Really good coaches down the road. And you think Bob Kraft is going to, or Jonathan is going to hand it over to one of them?
Not at all. But I think that's Bill's plan. Not at all. The Krafts won't
do it. To hand it over in the next couple of years?
No way. I mean, they'll have to win, and they'll have to be successful. But I think he's grooming his kid to be the head coach, and Bill will be the general manager. But it'll be over Jonathan's dead body. So I agree with you. I when hell freezes over. But I want to say something about Barmore, though. I think he can play. I think he can contribute. I think Bill can do something with this guy. After that, the third-round pick, definitely a project. All the other guys, who knows? But listen, when Barmore wants to play, I think he can be a beast. And we all know he's creating competition for the defense. He's not happy with his front seven.
Listen, all I can tell you is I watched nearly every single hour, I don't know why, of this draft. I was infatuated with the whole thing. And yet, how many times did you ever hear any one of the analysts sit there and say, oh, this guy's got a problem. Oh, this guy. All I heard was glowing player after player. What an impact he's going to make on this team or that team. The draft becomes silly. That people take kids who are playing in college and suddenly elevate them to the pros, and every single one of them are going to be great.
Well, I mean,
every single one of them.
Glenn, you know how it works, man. You used to be on the Celtic payroll. I mean, Lou, you know, is kind of on the Red Sox payroll, even though they get pissed at him a lot. But, I mean, look, when you're a broadcast partner with a league, especially a league as powerful as the NFL, ESPN, and especially the NFL Network, it's big money. They are not going to tell you the whole story on these players. It's a made-for-TV event, and fans love it. But Lou was saying it, and you're right. They're not going to tell you the real skinny on Barmore, that he was a malcontent, that he doesn't take the coaching well, that he almost quit in Alabama.
No,
they're not going to do that.
I was talking about local independent journalist here.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the broadcast partner. Yeah, I thought you were talking about the broadcast partner. Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think that when Bill, I think it started to get a little rough when Bill had some problems with Cam Newton last year, but overall, you're right. They're lapdogs.
We won't know anything about these guys for another couple years.
No, that's the way it is.
Sooner on Mac Jones, I hope.
I think Mac Jones sooner and Barmore, I think Mac Jones and Barmore, you will.
Yeah.
The rest, I agree.
I think this year is kind of a year to evaluate what you drafted last year. You know, and unfortunately, we know that the tight ends are useless and the kicker was released. So let's just see what the rest of the guys look like. Duggar, I think we like. Owenu, I think we love. You know, the linebackers, Uche, we'll see. Jennings, I don't know.
Yeah, so you Jennings, sort of, I bet you Jennings doesn't.
But it's like year two, you're sort of like, okay, I want to see something from the draft picks from the year before. Like these kids, everybody's talked about, like Depp, Barmore, okay. He went big. It shouldn't surprise you. They needed a quarterback, and then it was all defense, right? Defensive line, edge rusher, linebacker, safety.
I just want
they mixed in a running back so they could finally get rid of Sony, I'm cool with.
Which you're going to drive him to the airport. But Uche's the guy. He's all over social media, isn't he?
Winovich
is the guy that I'm like, slow your roll here, kid. I mean, to me, he's walking. He's talking the talk, and he hasn't been able to walk.
Better some of these guys kind of remind me of like
a gardener in a war.
Like some of them, we'll see this year. You know, are they?
I agree.
Are they like the Red Sox pitching staff? They were out there because he had nobody better. And all of a sudden, maybe you draft better kids or sign better kids. You never see him again.
I mean, Winovich and Uche are on the clock, man. To me, they are definitely, this is audition time for them as well. I'm just waiting for Kyle Van Noyo to come out with a video, you know, about why he's going to beat all of these draft picks. I'm just waiting for Kyle Van Noyo.
Which is God willing.
Yeah, it's coming. But if you look at it on Wenyu, they needed him last year. They were desperate, and they needed him at various positions. And you look at Duggar, you know, you lost Chung before the season began, so Duggar suddenly moved up on the depth chart. The problem when I look at this list right now of guys that this year, Mac Jones is the one guy that jumps out because we don't, none of us believe they have a quarterback. And so as young as this guy is, lack of experience in the pros, they need him. That's why I think there is going to be tremendous pressure on him.
Yeah. The rest of the guys, they really don't need.
They don't need him.
Right. Depth, so that's why the caller, no. I don't know what he's complaining about. I mean, you're right, Lou. I mean, down the road, but for this year, which I think Bill
he's pissed about the corner and the wide receiver. Right. We talked about it earlier. I am shocked that he didn't dive into the wide receiver. Now, a lot of people are like, no, you can't draft. You can't draft wide receivers.
Well, that's my angle.
And I get it, but I don't think that's a reason to stay away. Even the second round, I'm like, do whatever you want except for drafting a corner. Because you haven't been able to successful drafting a corner in the second round. It's like the last seven or eight have all sucked.
Well,
however, if the guy you think he's good, then past performance, you know, shouldn't move you away from that pick. There's so many wide receivers going in these drafts the last 2 or 3 years, and you got Nikhil Harry out of it. That's it.
Well, yeah, this was a good draft for it too.
Well, I think they're fine. I take the running backs, the tight ends, the wide receivers. I throw them all in the same batch.
Ooh, I'm not looking at the wide receiver and saying I'm fine. I'm better than I was last year.
Yeah, because you got two tight ends, though, and you got James White. I mean, you got six guys you can throw the ball to.
Well, six guys you can throw the ball to, but how many are really going to be, you know, productive? They're better than last year. There's no question. You had no tight ends last year. But you can't just go to the tight end continuously. You've got to use your receivers. So they have not signed a single undrafted free agent.
That's
weird.
Yeah, but that's the way it is this year, isn't it? I mean, because they haven't had a chance to work guys out. They haven't had a chance to work a lot of guys out.
But a lot of teams are signing guys. But they had six openings on their 90-man roster.
Yeah.
And they dumped that quarterback. What was that quarterback's name? I can't remember his name. The quarterback.
Kalugaliga.
Well, whatever. They dumped him.
Yeah.
And
that guy.
Yeah, so they didn't have the spots.
No, they're usually very active. You know, they're very active.
They're successful
like five,
with
six guys, and then everybody talks about how great they are and how they're going to be difference makers. But, yeah, they haven't done it.
Sarcasm, Lou?
No, it's true.
It was a little sarcasm there.
Go back and read some of the reports I did today, like following the 2020 draft class, what the Pats got, and it was like a home run. Bill nailed it.
How about Butler? They got Butler. He won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, these two tight ends are going to change the offense. What, Asiasi have what, one catch or two? Did Keene have a catch?
They traded up, too.
They gave up fourth-round picks for both those guys to go get him. And boy, they're good, huh?
Is Keene going to make this team?
If there's a question.
Does he make this team?
If there was a beat reporter in this room right now, they would punch Lou right in the face.
Absolutely. It's rightfully so.
No, he redeemed himself again this year. What a great draft he had this year.
I was there right now.
I mean, Barmore was supposed to be the 20th best talent, and everybody else. Perkins, he was like the 40th best prospect. They got him at 96. Playing chess. Here we go, Bill.
I have no idea.
We'll see.
I have no idea about any of these guys. I mean, that's the problem. Nobody does. People think they do. They tell you they do. Here's Ken next up here on EEI. Wants to talk about Mac Jones. Go ahead, Ken.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good.
Listen, do you think for one second that Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft spent well over $100 million to turn and draft a team over to a rookie? Not gonna happen.
Ken, one question, quick follow up. Do you think they spent that kind of money to turn the team over to Cam Newton?
He's already got the team, Lou. They didn't spend that money to go get Jimmy Garoppolo, did they?
Well, they couldn't. He has to be traded. They weren't going to trade him. Did you watch Cam last year? Did you see any of the games? Did you like him?
I saw the games. Did you realize what he was throwing to? They got him two new tight ends.
Other defenders, grass, turf, sidelines, defensive coordinators.
And also what Belichick did, which is what I said they do, is they drafted defense. So they're going to be a mediocre offense, or better than a mediocre offense, and a terrific defense.
Ken, I like the approach.
I like the approach, Ken. I just don't know what you were watching.
No, I like the approach because most people actually have said Do you really think they spent all that kind of money to have Cam Newton throw the ball to him? But Ken's going the other way.
He's going the other way.
He's on the left coast. God bless him.
You know, you got to love
it. Yeah, I'm not buying it. And I think that's what you're going to see in the first four or five games, that you have all these dual receivers and you're going to have the same production. It's just not going to be there because your quarterback is not accurate. So the one thing that would get Mac Jones into the starting lineup would be that, okay, the quarterback can run a little bit and he can do a couple of things. You know, he can run the RPO. There are certain things he can do. But he's not an accurate enough thrower to new receivers that we have in here.
Glenn,
and that's where
it.
You make the change.
Glenn, you just nailed it. Because if you're sitting there and you got to go 80 yards, and you have Cam Newton or you have Mac Jones, right now, I will say right now, and you have your two tight ends, you got Aguilar, you got Bourne, you got James White, who is going to be huge for the rookie, and you have those weapons, right? You got Wynn back, you got Trent Brown now on the left side or wherever. I don't know how that's going to work out. Who has a better chance to go 80 yards, not turn the ball over, and make a play? Mac Jones or Cam Newton? Mac Jones.
It's got to be Mac Jones.
Mac Jones. I mean, again, it's because...
Stidham might be the second one on that list.
Well, you could be right. But if I got Mac Jones, and he's at the 20, and you got a two-minute drill...
But it's
like, is he going to throw a bomb? No, but he's got an offensive coordinator, and he's got a coach that knows how to put him in a position to make the horizontal passes... To, you know, just move the chains, man. Just
Here's
move
what
the
people
chains.
Did, though. Here's what people did. They looked at Brady the year before, second half of the season, and looked at his receivers that were similar, right? They were horrible, like what Cam had to deal with this last year.
Right.
And they're assuming since Brady couldn't get him the ball, and Brady can now do it that he has weapons in Tampa Bay, then all you have to do is upgrade the receivers, and Cam suddenly will become this great quarterback.
Yeah, sure.
Great passing
Hunter
quarterback.
Hunter Henry, by the way, are you good at catching one hoppers? Let me see your hands.
I just don't buy it.
Somebody throws the ball 3 yards in front of you, can you pick it? You got good hands? Show me the backhand. Here we go. Do little infield drills right now.
Like first baseman trying to dig it out of the dirt.
How good are you in one hoppers?
Yeah.
How about balls 10 feet over your head?
Lose on a roll.
Good with those or what?
I just have no idea what people are watching when it comes to Cam Newton. And I got to believe behind closed doors, the Patriots are thinking the same thing. If they really believed that Cam Newton was that important to the offense, why would they be paying him only $3.5 million guaranteed?
Here's another thing. How about if you're Josh McDaniels, right? And you go to work and you're thinking, I got the game plan. And you got to have Cam Newton. Mm. And you are like, Jesus. Mm-hmm. I mean, I got 10 plays. That's it. I got 10 plays. That's it. Or I've got this guy.
Yeah, first day of camp. Mac Jones drops back. Someone's coming from his right. He ducks. You got the job. I mean, really, how many times did Cam Newton just stand there and not see the guy? And you're watching TV going, he's coming from your right. Try to get out of the way.
He knows Mac Jones is not better
and
than Cam
And he just
Newton.
Gets smothered. It's like, how do you not see this guy?
I have no idea what
he's 300 pounds
about.
Coming from your right.
I mean, just look at the playbook alone. I mean, if you give the
better
playbook.
Better pocket presence.
If you give the playbook to Mac Jones, it's like 80 pages. If you give it to Cam, it's 8.
Yes.
That's it.
Do you remember the talking points, though, after Cam came aboard this team, that people were talking about, oh, Josh McDaniels must love this. He's going to be able to open up a whole new world of plays. Do you remember that?
I do.
Oh, running plays.
Plays. And then we saw what actually happened. And I think the other big problem, and he ran the ball fairly well early on in the season, certainly in that Miami game, maybe they weren't expecting it, I don't know. But as the season progressed along, and I know he did have the positive COVID test, even though he was asymptomatic. As the season progressed along, he got slower and slower. Because at age 32, age 33, that's a big body. There's a lot of weight there. And maybe that affected him down the road. I don't know. But passing, suddenly you add better receivers, and you're telling me, based on what you saw last year, that he's going to get them the ball.
Here's another misnomer, is that if Cam Newton doesn't start, you lose the locker room. I don't believe that. I believe players are saying all the right things. I believe players are saying, I worshiped this guy when I was in college or high school or whatever the case may be, when he was the MVP, he was great. But if Cam Newton goes out and if he just sucks and you bring in this guy and you have a chance to win, the player wants to play with the quarterback that gives you the best chance to win. I don't buy any of this other stuff.
We don't know what the guys are privately saying. We know what they're publicly saying.
Yeah, we do, Glenn. We do.
Yeah.
Don't you think? We do.
No,
Cam's a great guy, but he can't play anymore.
I will say this. We all sat around and said they're going to struggle in free agency because what receiver, what tight end is going to want to come
here gave everybody
and be in
top
the receiving
dollar
end
game.
Of Cam Newton?
But they gave everybody top dollar day one.
Right. It's
who
the
was,
money.
Who was the safety they signed? Whatever it was. That said, the only outcome I care about, Jalen Mills.
Yes. Yeah.
The only outcome I care about in 2021 is income. The day after. But the before it was, because of Bill. I came because of Bill. I came because of Cam. The only thing he cared about was his money. And they paid top dollar day one of free agency for everybody. Way too much cash for Aguilar. Of course he's going to love playing with Cam.
As a general manager, anybody could have done what Bill did. He had the money. Anybody could have done what Bill did. That was, I mean, and then one of the things that I find frustrating is, he's never done this before. He never had to. Okay, and he never had the cap room, and he never had to. He did what any other general manager would have done.
That's it. I think we've been, for some reason, that's constantly the go-to. People say, well, Bill's never done this before. And I think it was like this last weekend, I heard early on, before the first round, well, Bill always moves down. He never moves up. No, that's not necessarily true. If you look at the stats, he moves up as much as he moves down. He actually moved up quite a bit in the second round this year. Bill's done all of these different things depending on the position he was in. He's in a desperate position right now. He's got money, and he needs to win because last year is unacceptable. This hour of OMF brought to you by Northeast Electrical, where pros need pros, and NECO.com. We got another hour to go with Gary Tangway. In for Foria. Do you like what the Patriots did this weekend?